Individuals from Kingston and the surrounding region who have been diagnosed with an eating disorder are now able to access more treatment options through Kingston Health Sciences Center's recently opened intensive day treatment program. The program was made possible through $1 million in base funding provided by Ontario Health last year meant to go towards eating disorder treatment. With the pandemic and other circumstances triggering an increase in the frequency and severity of eating disorder referrals, this clinic comes at a crucial time. Throughout the end of the summer, the first cohort of patients completed the program, and Kingston Health Sciences Center is now preparing for their second run of the program. I sat down with Nicholas Axis, Program Operational Director of the Mental Health and Addiction Care at KHSC, to discuss the newly opened Eating Disorders Clinic. Here's what he had to say. Just to give us some background, there has been a spike due to the pandemic and other circumstances in disordered eating. I was wondering if you could speak a bit to that fact and some of the reasons behind it.
Sure, of course. What we noticed during the pandemic is, you know, initially, much like everybody, because of the physical isolation and the lockdowns, many people deferred their care or didn't go see their physicians or access services. And the unfortunate outcome of that is that conditions worsened during the pandemic. So when things finally did open up and people started coming to the hospital or being referred by their physicians, what we noticed is that their eating disorder had progressed much further medically than it had been if we had caught it earlier. So people were presenting with more significant eating disorders and were kind of farther along the track. That led to a spike in referrals to our outpatient programs and also to inpatient treatment to have them stabilized medically before they can start therapy.
Well, thank you for that background. I was wondering also what resources KHSC already has and how this program is going to supplement or expand upon those pre-existing treatment options.
The Hotel Du site has had outpatient eating disorder programs available for adults and also for children and youth for about the last 10 years. What we had known with interactions and consultation with the community is that we really needed to have the next level up of services, which would be day treatment services. And above that is inpatient beds. That's something we had asked for a long time. At that time, residents in the southeastern Ontario would have to go to Ottawa or the GTA to access a day treatment program. So we were really excited that during the pandemic, when the government had announced a strategy for eating disorders, they had awarded us money, along with Peterborough Regional Hospital, to create a day treatment program. And so we actually worked together kind of parallel in kind of learning from each other and creating both of our programs. And so we were able to find a space downtown, make it a more community located, friendly space for patients. And so we were just able to open our doors this summer to the first cohort.
Axis also expresses just how long this program has been anticipated.
I think we've been asking for day treatment for well over 10 years, but we got the funding last year. And as you can imagine with the pandemic and the supply chain, everything got delayed. So it took us a year to renovate the space and then be able to hire the appropriate clinicians. The difference with a day treatment program compared to our outpatient services is this is really intense, right? It's a step down from being in the hospital in an inpatient bed, but a step up from outpatient where you might go in once a week or once a month to check with the team. For day treatment, what we're asking people to commit to 5 days of coming in of intensive treatment. And the reason we do that is because it's about structuring your day and being able to provide that structure and that follow through, and then being able to do not just work on, you know, refeeding and helping them learn about their eating disorder, but then also how to be able to change those behaviors and be able to get on a road to wellness.
I was wondering if you could get a bit into a more detailed account of how this clinic will function and the team behind it.
Sure. So our team is run by our program manager for ambulatory mental health and addiction services at Hotel Du. And we've hired a nurse practitioner, a dietitian. We have two occupational therapists that can do psychotherapy as well as administrative support that's based out of our Hotel Du office. What we're looking at is having cohorts of about 8 to 10 individuals for about 10 to 12 weeks at a time. And the reason we do that is because we know that we have to have that long of a time period in order to have the day treatment be successful and having to be able to step down. It is a commitment. And, we're asking individuals that might be working or going to school to have to come to a space 5 days a week for a full day in order to be able to get that treatment. So there is time, for example, kids 16 and up will do their homework there. People that are working from their jobs will also might be doing some stuff on the side while they're also working with the group all day long.
You mentioned there's already been one cohort that's gone through. So the clinic is already up and running?
We already had our first cohort go through. We only had three patients, but that's okay. That's three patients that got the services they needed. And our initial feedback has been very positive. So we're in that phase now, right, where we're tweaking the program as we go. And as we hear back from patients and families about what works and what doesn't, that allows us to improve with each subsequent cohort. So right now, we're recruiting for our second cohort that should be starting next month.
To learn more about the program, you can visit the KHSC website.